You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
National MP Joseph Mooney has introduced a members' bill that would remove people's right to take legal action against companies for their impact on the climate. The most prominent case this would impact is Mike Smith's Ngāpuhi and Ngāti Kahu, Smith and Fonterra. Smith is seeking declarations against seven companies for their impact on the climate and orders to reduce emissions. Members' bills do not necessarily represent government policy intentions. However, Mooney said he received permission from the National Party to lodge this bill. I spoke to Mike Smith about this proposed legislation and the potential impact on his case, which remains ongoing. I started by asking about why he was concerned about Mooney's members' bill.
You know, for me, it's this bill is a direct attack on my rights as a citizen to hold major appointments that are named in the lawsuit, to hold them accountable through the courts. And by doing so, that undermines the independence of the judiciary by seeking to shut down legal proceedings that are currently before the courts. I can't think of any other court case that's suffered the indignity of being shut down while it's actually in progress. The only example I can think of a case like that would be the foreshore and seabed issue, and that's where the government decided that it would prevent Māori from using the courts to test the legality of what the government wanted to do. But even then, I mean, no court case had been initiated at that time. But in this case, in my case, the court case is actually running.
Does it show that the government is prioritising the interests of corporations at the expense of people and the environment?
Yes, it does. And it sets a dangerous precedent that Parliament can intervene, you know, midstream, as I was saying, to protect the vested interests from facing scrutiny and accountability. But, you know, because the public wants climate action, not climate obstruction. Attempting to silence one of the few legal avenues available to communities to demand accountability is regressive. That's not a forward-leaning action that the government should be taking. And the New Zealand public, once more, I think, you know, today in Wellington, students are beginning to organise for a big climate mobilisation in the school tomorrow, I think. And that's what our people want. We want to see action.
Could this bill have an impact on our ability to meet our international climate commitments?
Yes, it could, because we've got obligations under the Climate Act, the Climate Response Act, and because what it does is that it tells polluters that they're above the law. It tells the public, tells the polluters, you know, don't worry about it, you're above the law. It tells the public that we have no recourse. And that's unacceptable in a democracy.
What is the problem that Joseph Mooney is claiming to fix?
Well, it's a good question. You know, we've got to ask, why is the government so afraid of this case being heard on its merits? Are they that scared that the courts will find in our favour in terms of the arguments that we're putting? The courts exist to interpret and apply the law, including how it relates to climate obligations and harm. And, you know, New Zealanders deserve to have those questions answered, and answered in a fair and independent legal forum, not prematurely silenced by backdoor legislation.
Will you now continue with your case as planned?
Yes, no, we'll continue with the case. But I think, you know, what I'm hoping is that the New Zealand public will feel the same sense of outrage that I feel, you know, that we join our voices to in opposition to what the government's doing with this bill, call for the bill to be struck down and just allow the courts to take, that process to take its course. And I think that's definitely what I'd like to see happen going forward.
What specific actions should people who are concerned about this bill take?
I guess, writing letters to their local MPs would be one of them. We're currently looking at some of the public actions that we can take in order to give people an opportunity to express their outrage. We're looking at various mobilisations that could occur to express that opposition. So, I mean, we only found out about it yesterday, so we're still planning our response. So, I'll ask people to keep their eye on the news and other social media forums where we'll be broadcasting our intentions and then jump in and support us.
That was Mike Smith, Ngāpuhi and Ngāti Kahu on National MP Joseph Mooney's Members' Bill that would abolish people's right to take legal action against companies for their impact on the climate.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.